Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines.
AP News, I'm Ed Donahue.
The Watergate break-in was like a Cub Scout meeting compared to this assault.
Stephen Ayers thought the 2020 election was stolen from Donald Trump.
He basically put out, you know, come to stop the steal rally, you know, and I felt like I needed to be down here.
Ayers testified before the House committee investigating the Capitol riot. He didn't plan to go to the Capitol on January 6th until Donald Trump said to.
Basically, the president, got everybody riled up, told everybody to head on down. So we basically were just following what he said.
The committee revealed details of a late-night meeting at the White House described as unhinged, with defeated President Trump's outside lawyers suggesting the military seize state voting machines. Eric Hirschman was a White House attorney.
What they were proposing, I thought, was nuts.
Jason Tatenhoff is a former member of the Oath Keepers.
I think we need to quit mincing words and just talk about truths. And what it was going to be was an armed revolution. I mean, people died that day. Law enforcement officers died this day. There was a gallows set up in front of the Capitol. This could have been the spark that started a new civil war, and no one would have won there.
The committee is working to show how far-right extremists answered Trump's call to come for a big rally in Washington on January 6th. The Senate confirmed Steve Dettelbach, a former federal prosecutor, to run the Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. NASA unveiled a new batch of images from its new powerful space telescope, including a foamy blue and orange shot of a dying star. The Biden administration is emphasizing the importance of getting booster shots for those eligible and wearing masks indoors as two new highly transmissible coronavirus variants are spreading rapidly around the country. Ukrainian authorities say they targeted a Russian ammunition depot in southern Ukraine.
The Ukrainian military's Southern Command says a rocket strike targeted the facility in Russian-held Novokakhovka, about 35 miles east of the Black Sea port city of Kherson, which is also occupied by Russian forces. The precision of the strike suggests Ukrainian forces used US-supplied multiple-launch high-mobility artillery rocket systems, or HIMARS, to hit the area. Russia's TASS news agency has offered a different account of the blast, saying a mineral fertilizer storage facility exploded. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Researchers in New York transplanted pig hearts into two brain-dead people over the last month in an attempt to one day save human lives with animal organs. Ed Donahue, AP News.
You're listening to Hot Off the Wire. We'll return after a short break.
Pope Francis is revealing his thoughts on his future. 85-year-old Pope Francis says he isn't planning on retiring anytime soon, but the door is open, he said, after Pope Benedict in 2013 became the first pope in 600 years to step aside. Francis says if and when he ever retires, he would not live at the Vatican. He would instead like to find a church in Rome where he would continue hearing confessions. Some cardinals and church lawyers have questioned Benedict's continued presence at the Vatican, saying it creates confusion for the faithful. Francis spoke kindly of Benedict, but also said in the future, things should be made more explicit, to use his words. He spoke to the broadcaster Televisa Univision. I'm Rita Foley.
The 24th U.S. Poet Laureate has been named. It's Ada Limón, and she will succeed Joy Harjo in September. In its announcement, the Library of Congress posted videos of Limón. In one, she reads from her poem, The End of Poetry.
Enough of the kneeling and the rising and the looking inward. And the looking up, enough of the gun, the drama, and the acquaintance's suicide, the long-lost letter on the dresser, enough of the longing and the ego and the obliteration of ego.
The 46-year-old says she grew up in California with poetry in the community and wants that to be something others enjoy.
I really, truly believe with my whole body in the power of poetry and in the power of poetry to heal.
Limon hopes to give readings in parks and other settings that celebrate our place in the world. I'm Julie Walker.
London's Heathrow Airport is capping daily passenger numbers for the summer and telling airlines to stop selling tickets as it steps up efforts to quell travel chaos. Britain's busiest airport says it's setting a limit of 100,000 passengers that it can handle each day through September 11. The restriction is likely to result in more cancelled flights, even after airlines already slashed thousands from their summer schedules. Heathrow, however, says it still expects more passengers than airport ground staff can handle. CEO John Holland Kay says some airlines have taken significant action, but others have not. And we believe that further action is needed now to ensure passengers have safe and reliable journeys. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Succession leads the nominations for the Emmy Awards with 25. I'm Archie Zaralletta with the latest. Succession will make another run at the Best Drama Emmy. It won in that category in 2020. Its competition is Better Call Saul, Euphoria, Ozark, Severance, Stranger Things, Yellow Jackets, and Squid Game, the first non-English language series to be nominated in a top category. Yeah. Ted Lasso has 20 nominations. It competes for Best Comedy against Abbott Elementary, Barry, Curb Your Enthusiasm, Hacks, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Only Murders in the Building, and What We Do in the Shadows. The Emmys will be shown live on NBC on September 12th.
Amazon's Prime Day sales event is now underway as online shopping has changed since the start of the pandemic. I'm Lisa Dwyer with the latest. Amazon has long used their two-day Prime Day sales event to lure people to its Prime membership. This year, Prime Day could help Amazon boost profitability. After soaring profits from the early days of the pandemic, Amazon now says it has too many workers and too much warehouse space. Preliminary data from the real estate marketplace provider CoStar Group suggests the company is disproportionately shutting down its smaller facilities. Closures are already creating issues. A handful of workers at an Amazon delivery station in New Jersey recently walked off the job to protest transfers to other sites after Amazon decided to shutter their facility. Some analysts say the excess capacity for Amazon, however, is likely to be a short-term problem for the company. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Tiger Woods is sounding off about the new Saudi-backed Breakaway Golf Series, fronted by Greg Norman. As he prepares for the British Open, Woods, a 15-time major winner, says he could not understand why the likes of Phil Mickelson, Dustin Johnson, and Brooks Koepka have signed up for the LIV Series.
What they've done is they've turned their back on what has allowed them to get to this position.
For those golfers jumping from the PGA, Woods wonders
what these players are doing for, you know, guaranteed money. What is the incentive to practice? What is the incentive to go out there and earn it in the dirt?
Greg Norman is the CEO of LIV Golf. He is not invited to the British Open.
I know Greg tried to do this, you know, back in the early 90s. It didn't work then, and he's trying to make it work now. And I still don't see how that's in the best interest of the game.
The PGA Tour has suspended players who have signed up for the Rebel League. This is AP News. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.